Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 67 degrees.
We've got some rain showers around the area, but they'll stay scattered, and we should get a high of 77 today.
Held off for the walk, though. Wisconsin First Lady Tonette Walker was in Sheboygan this morning to do just that, walk. Mrs. Walker greeted a group of about 25 people at DeLand Park, saying it's an effort to promote physical fitness and also the beauty of Wisconsin.
It's been fun, a 34th walk.
Yep, today's 34th.
So I think we shouldn't probably spend more time talking about anything but maybe get walking.
Mrs. Walker then led the group on a two-mile walk to North Point.
Scott was county executive, and when he was county executive, they had a program called Walk with Walker. And they used to walk on their lunch hour. And so I thought it would be neat to bring that to the state.
Mrs. Walker's arrival, by the way, delayed by about 20 minutes over some concerns about William Polster of Sheboygan Falls, a gun rights activist who showed up there dressed in black, wearing a black kilt, carrying an assault weapon strapped to his back and a sidearm.
Apparently the governor's wife was uncomfortable with openly carried firearms present. They asked me if, well, I said if she was going to cancel, I'd be willing to put my larger weapon in the vehicle and conceal the other one.
And when he did that, Mrs. Walker arrived on the scene. Polster then rejoined the group, and the walk began.
Wisconsin officials aren't very warm to the idea of housing unaccompanied immigrant children in Wisconsin. Federal officials have contacted various agencies in Milwaukee and Madison about hosting some of those immigrants, and the AP reports 50 have already been placed in the state. Legislators have sent a letter stating that Wisconsin is a generous state, but the federal government should not prioritize the needs of others over our own residents.
Meanwhile, Rusty, President Obama dealing with the situation. He meets with Central American leaders later today to discuss possible steps to curb the surge of those illegal immigrants into the United States.
The vast majority of the 57,000 minors who have arrived in the U.S. illegally since October are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. President Obama hoping to find common solutions with leaders of those countries to slow the influx. One option being considered here is a pilot program giving some young immigrants from Honduras refugee status. The plan would screen kids while they're still in their home country and determine if they qualify. The president of Honduras says many children are trying to escape escalating drug violence. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Back to some local news. Three people were injured near Plymouth last night when a school bus made a sudden stop. The Sheriff's Department said the bus was headed north on its way back from Wisconsin Dells when it stopped at Marshall's gas station on County O. As it was pulling out, the driver braked suddenly, throwing two passengers who were standing into the front windshield. A 67-year-old Sturgeon Bay woman was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, while the driver and the other passenger suffered minor injuries.
Milwaukee police have arrested a 39-year-old man who got into a gunfight while driving a van carrying seven children and their mother. Two of the youngsters were hit by the bullets Wednesday night. They remain hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, those victims were a 10-year-old boy and 11-year-old girl. The seven kids in the van range from 2 years old to 11. The man was suspected of trying to settle a score with somebody after he'd just been freed from prison. That erupted into gunfire. Mayor Tom Barrett was incensed.
Any man who's in a vehicle where there are seven children and decides to get in a gun battle is a coward, because he's putting those children's life in danger. And I don't care what the dispute is, you do not put the lives of seven children in danger.
Fast food workers are serving up some demands in Chicago this weekend. We get more from Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Some 1,300 fast food workers from across the country will gather here in Chicago for a convention to talk about how to step up their campaign for higher wages and union representation. For months now, they've staged protests outside of restaurants like McDonald's, where some workers say they want $15 an hour.
My rent is $700 a month, and I make like $800 a month.
Sometimes I'm surprised that I survive for the month. A lot of bills get unpaid because I don't have enough money coming in to pay them.
Industry officials say a $15 an hour wage would hurt jobs. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Well, we're hearing from Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra concertmaster Frank Almond for the first time since he was attacked in January and tased in a robbery. He was in court as both of the suspects in this case of the stolen violin appeared before the judge.
Anyone who considers a taser a non-lethal weapon has probably not experienced getting shot with one. 50,000 volts or so, when the temperature is 7 degrees below zero, is nothing short of brutal.
As for the suspects in the case, Universal Allah will be spending the next 3.5 years in prison. Salah Saladin, The other suspect has 8 days now to find a new attorney after his public defender asked to be removed from the case.
And finally, Fond du Lac police say they have been getting phone calls, but have no solid leads yet after releasing information about a naked man who invaded two homes in the Primrose Lane area over the past month. In the latest incident, which occurred this week, a homeowner awoke to find a man standing in his hallway and chased him out of the house and down the street. Nothing was taken or broken in either incident.
That's getting a lot of attention, and
it's an unusual situation. It certainly is.
And you're headed north for the weekend?
I am headed north for the weekend. Spend some time with the family. You'll be in Saturday to take care of the
news. I shall be. How's the weather going to be?
Well, a little bit of a mixed bag. Turning partly sunny, still a chance for maybe a shower or two. High of 77. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Low near 63. Better of the weekend days is tomorrow. Warmer, partly sunny, high of 83. Storm chances return on Sunday.
Kind of rain all around us right now, but it held off for the Walker Walk this morning. Our current temperature, 67. WHBL News Time. At 12:06, as we get back to Rush Limbaugh.